This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Stivers School for the Arts about a student athlete with an eating disorder.
The story I want to share with you today isn't one that I'm proud of or even comfortable telling my friends and family about, but I think that it's one that a lot of people may need to hear. I'm a perfectionist. When people tell me that things don't have to be perfect, I kind of laugh to myself. Of course they do. I'd been doing long-distance running ever since junior high. My races weren't going as well as I wanted them my freshman year of track. I saw other high school girls, and they were much faster and fitter than I was. I began exercising and dieting and counting calories. I used to drink whole milk because it tasted creamier and eat bread and pizza. After a few weeks of improved dieting, I became hooked. My coach and teammates were impressed with me, I could tell. I was so motivated that breakfast became unnecessary. I told my mom I wasn't hungry and asked that she pack me a nice salad in my lunch. I smiled at the compliments I was getting and noted the decline in a waistline I didn't even know I had until then. Good job, I would think to myself. I told myself that all this was worth it because of the pride and self-worth that I would feel when I made it to the end of the day without eating hardly anything. Of course, it would start all over again the next day, and I would be miserable once again, like a hamster on a wheel. By the time fall came, I wasn't really myself anymore. Some days, dinner came, and all I wanted to do was eat my fill, but I knew that I could not eat that cheese or that chicken because it was fattening and would destroy all my hard work. So I found grapes instead, or a bag of almonds that I let myself eat. But when I held one up to my lips, that one became another and another, and before I knew it, I had inhaled them all. I knew I had to take it back somehow, along with the calories I had consumed. So I went to the bathroom and forced myself to throw up. My mother found out about the purging one day. She looked at me with a look that made me not want to look at her back and told me she was getting me in to see a counselor. The school told her she needed a doctor's note, so she took me to my childhood pediatrician, who I also couldn't look in the eye. At the end of that day, I was admitted into the hospital for low heart rate, where they gave me the news that I had depression, anxiety, anorexia, and bulimia. As I sat in that hospital room, the one day estimated became two, then three, then a week, and then another. I can't really tell you all that went through my mind, except that I felt so stupid and phony, being bedridden when I had just run a 5K a couple of days ago, and I cried whenever one of my parents would leave. The wheelchair they made me ride in was the worst part. That and the knowledge that my family members would hear of this, my teammates would hear, my younger brother and sister might hear. I was ashamed of it. I've had relapses and breakdowns and numerous nightmares about consuming junk food. But with time and support, I've learned to silence that voice with an even stronger one. I'm one of the lucky ones, with incredible loving parents who got me the help I needed. We all want to be loved and accepted and praised, but the pain and struggle you get from unhealthy methods like starvation just aren't worth the pounds that you lose. They aren't. We're Dayton Youth Radio at Stivers School for the Arts. This is Jacqueline Adkins.
That was Long Distance. Written and produced by Jacqueline Adkins, graduate of Stivers School of the Arts. Special thanks to Eva Max Studis and Leslie Rogers. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank, trustee.